Photography is more than just taking great photos. It's about constantly learning, evolving, and surrounding yourself with people who push you to be better. In today's episode, we're diving into why investing in education and community isn't just a nice to have, but an absolute game changer for your business. From workshops and mentorships to online courses and local meetups, we'll break down how continuous learning and strong connections can elevate your craft, boost your confidence, and help you build a sustainable photography career. So let's get into it.
Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit.
Let's start with why education matters in photography. Sarah, you start with your backstory on that.
For me, education, when I first started doing, there was the Unraveled community, which is another great place to start because there you learn from,
and it's affordable, right?
Photographers. Yeah, and it's very affordable, like $15 a month. I started working inside that community, and I learned a little bit of everything from everybody. And I took a course by Ace Fanning, the Senior Experience, and the things I learned about his senior portrait session was there were so many things that I learned, and it almost felt like I fast-tracked my business by learning from him. And the photography industry is ever evolving, and there's new trends, there's new gears, and I feel like the Midwest is always the last place to learn. I don't know if you feel the same way, but the trends don't hit the Midwest until, you know, a year after it's over. So I feel like learning and evolving from all of these photographers from around the United States or the world helps you fast track your business.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, is that what you, I mean, you feel the same way about it? I feel like you can learn everybody's way of doing things. I mean, there's things that I've learned from you, you've picked up from me, that we've picked up from other photographers. It's just nice to see other photographers and how they do things.
Yeah.
Just to pick up little tips and tricks along the way to also help you evolve your business. And then not only that, I find it just inspiration.
For sure.
I mean, you get inspired by other photographers. I get inspired by other photographers. There's inspiration to be had there. And not only that, going to these conferences also inspires me. Like getting creative, different angles, different perspectives. I feel like that is how education has helped me. How about you?
Yeah, I started with Clickin' Moms way back, I don't know, it was 7-8 years ago. And I took tons and tons of courses of that. And I agree, like the education was the piece that I needed the most. Also, like, you know how they say if you surround yourself, like the five people that you surround yourself with is like what makes or breaks. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you see those memes all the time. And I agree with that. Like when we're, I think now that we found our tribe, like we're like really fast tracking our businesses, like very quickly. I would say if you looked at us from before to now, there's a huge difference. And that's what maybe been, has it been a year and a half? How long do you
think? Probably going on 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we're doing a podcast right now, I know, for crying out loud. Like,
that's how much we've evolved.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is amazing.
In fact, my two goals last year were not financial. My big goals were, it was travel and education. I wanted to be able to travel when I wanted to, and I wanted to do any education that I wanted to.
Yeah.
It wasn't a financial goal. Those were my goals, because that was what fulfills me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I do. And community. And the network that comes with education. I mean, last year I came to Reset for the first time and walked away adding more people to my Instagram, people that I want to follow, people that I connected with, that I can say, hey, how are you this year when we meet them again? Just the community and the network, because let's be honest, photography is, it's a lonely.
Oh, it's so lonely.
It's a lonely world.
Well, not anymore.
Right.
Like, We Voxer people all day long.
Yep.
We text, we call. It's been totally different. I mean, not that we didn't have photographer friends before, but this is a different level of that. Like,
yeah.
Like Sarah and I, we share everything. Like if it's right. going to benefit me or Sarah, or maybe it's something I think Sarah should do. And well, in fact, that grant you got me,
yeah.
I got a $10,000 grant because Sarah's like, you have an actual studio. You can apply for this. And
yes.
$10,000 later, here we are.
That's what we're for. This is what we do for each other. We support each other.
Yeah.
And it's not the competition. You know, I used to look at other photographers as competition. My local photographers, I always thought, I can't share any of this information because they're competitors. But now I look at it so much different that it's more of a network of supporters.
For sure.
And not the competition.
Just yesterday, I had a photographer from Grand Forks reach out and say, I'm going to be doing engagement photos in Williston. I don't know that area. Would you help me? She's like, I've got some parks. I'm like, oh, just go to Lewis and Clark State Park. It has like all the variety in one spot.
Yeah.
She's like, that wasn't even on my list. I'm like, that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just another reason why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing and connecting with other photographers is huge. Let's talk about ways that you or I have invested in education. What are the types of things? I mean, I know we've done a lot.
Workshops, like we're talking the Unravel, Clickin' Moms, those type of workshops.
Yeah.
Master classes is when I had my biggest growth. Our Route to Rise.
Yep.
With Sabrina. That's also where we met our tribe.
Right.
Really, truly, right. It was. Like she brings together like the best like-minded people. And that's where Sarah and I met, was in the round table.
Yep.
And yeah, Natasha, like, Nancy, Kim, like all of our
Christine.
Yeah. Everybody.
Angela. So that's an in-person retreat.
Right.
She has the Route to Rise, which is an online
monthly.
I don't know how many weeks it is.
The Route to Rise. I'm thinking of the round table. Route to Rise. Yeah. Is it 2 months maybe?
Might be 2 months. And then we do a retreat at the end, come together. It's a mastermind. It's really good. But Sabrina also offers the round table, which is a Facebook group. And that's the other thing too. Facebook, if you're using Facebook just to follow friends, use Facebook in a way where you can join communities and groups and start learning from other photographers. Because she offers this roundtable community where there's photographers from all across the United States that are there, and they're asking questions, you know, behind the scenes stuff, like anything from running your business to I've got a session coming up in this location to, I mean, it's just so much. And then Sabrina also brings in a guest expert each month. We could do co-working calls. It is fantastic.
And the guest experts, they bring us up to speed with what's going on right now.
Right.
Like you're doing that ChatGPT one, but like things we don't know about.
Right.
She'll hear it and pull somebody in, and we're like SEO maybe, or yes. I mean, I'm just trying to think of Facebook ads.
Yep.
The list goes on and on, but she stays on top of things. I feel like AI things like.
Yep. Marketing.
Yep.
She's doing a magic marketing momentum challenge right now on Instagram. And yeah, Sabrina brings a lot for the photography world. There's online courses and workshops. I know you've done some online stuff. I've done some workshops. Like I said, Unraveled community. I feel like if you're a beginner in photography, that or Clickin' Moms is a good place to start.
I agree.
Because I feel like there's such an array of things in there that you, like inside of that academy, there is anything from light, finding light, skin tones,
composition.
Working with kids, maternity, seniors. I mean, it covers the whole gamut. Photographers from across the United States and beyond. I feel like, and for $15 a month, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of information I've gotten from that and the downloads and all the stuff that comes with it. Some of the classes within there are included in your $15 a month membership. And then there's other photographers who will bring actual, like, courses.
Sure.
And you'll pay for those, which that is what I took with Ace Fanning.
I took in Clickin' Moms, it was mostly paid. The benefit of that is you have like assignments due and it makes you get them done.
Yeah.
Where if you buy like, let's say just a PDF course, you know, I mean, you've good intentions, but how many of those do you have on your hard drive right now?
No accountability, right? It's that accountability factor that you need.
And the feedback.
Like, yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we had with Ace Fanning's class, which I absolutely loved was he gave us assignments and then we had to submit them into the online gallery. And then he gave us feedback. Like he sent us back a video of the feedback, which was fantastic. Because we're always looking for feedback.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the other things, you know, there's in-person mentorships and there's, you know, one-to-one coaching. I know you do one-to-one coaching. You've got a coach that you use. I've done mentorships. You've done mentorships. They're fantastic. And then conference and retreats. So we're at the Reset Conference right now. This is where we're recording. We are in Panama City Beach, Florida. Last year, the Reset Conference was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yep. This year, it is in Panama City Beach. And they are bringing in industry leaders for, I mean, a lot of, it's incredible the amount of leaders that they're bringing in. Senior photographers, wedding photographers, newborn. There's branding.
SEO experts, I think.
Yep, SEO experts.
Copywriters.
Yep, Sarah Gillis is going to be here. Copywriters, like business coaches, you know, off-camera flash, working with lights. Like it is a three-day event that is fantastic. And there are women that you're going to learn and meet that are just amazing. So we're looking forward to that. And then on Wednesday, we do styled shoots.
Yes.
They will have a whole day of lineups. You can sign up for the styled shoots. We're attending three.
Yep. In the morning is a, that wouldn't be a sunrise, I guess. It's just a morning
morning session with,
Ashley Moser.
Yep. Ashley Moser. And then we've got
the one at 12:30 is like more of a composition one.
Yes.
Of senior stuff.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I'm too. Just to like framing and the different things.
To get ideas. Yeah.
And then our last one is actually two senior photographers.
Two of our friends.
Yep.
Maria and Liz. Yeah. And your daughter's actually, she's going to be a model for it.
One of the models, I feel like she broke something. I can't remember. Anyways, she couldn't make it and they had a parachute dress. And so Isabel's going to fly down on Tuesday and be the model on Wednesday. So
that's awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun. But the other thing about doing like these little bite size, like what we're doing on Wednesday is most of these people have mentorships and or courses and you can get like a feel for like, would they be a good fit for you? Like, did I learn a lot of stuff from them? I mean,
yeah,
I know Liz has a masterclass. I'm sure they all do on. And Ashley, I did her workshop in San Antonio this fall. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It is fantastic working with these other photographers. Other ways that we've invested, I know, is YouTube videos. I mean, that is pretty much how I learned how to.
I didn't do a lot of YouTube.
Manual mode on my camera. Like, I did a lot of YouTube stuff. So
I used this guy named Nick. I can't think of his last name, but do you remember scrapbooking? Do you remember what was the big scrapbooking? Creative Memories. Do you remember that? Okay. Yes. He taught something on there. I remember,
oh, really?
And that's how I found him was through that. But like, he even has something on Facebook that does like a picture of the day and does really good feedback. You know, he's very, like, not, I wouldn't say old school, but, like, appreciates things, you know? And that's how I learned manual. He was a very good teacher. Nick, I'll have to look. If I can find him, we'll put him in the show notes.
Yeah.
We need to add your Ace guy in there, too, because I'm sure people want to.
Ace Fanning. Yep.
Photographers, let's be real. You're wearing all the hats in your business. And honestly, some of those hats don't even fit. If you've ever been buried under editing, drowning in emails, or just wondering how in the world people are keeping up with social media and shooting and actually having a life, guess what? You don't have to do it all. That's why I created the Photography Outsourcing Checklist, so you can finally stop wasting time on things that don't need your magic touch and focus on the things that actually grow your business. Imagine this, your inbox handled, editing magically done, social media showing up even when you're not. And you're actually enjoying your business instead of feeling like it's running you to the ground. If you're nodding your head like, yes, please, go grab my freebie now. It's a step-by-step guide to figuring out what to outsource, how to do it, and how to take back control of your time. Hit the link in the show notes, grab the checklist, and let's get you back to what you love doing. Because burnout isn't the vibe for 2025.
We've talked a little bit about how the growth in the community, the power of community in our growth. We talked about how lonely it can be and how strong our community is, and just the networking part of it and how some of our best friends are other photographers. And I mean, what, Natasha's in D.C., Nancy's in Washington, Kim's in New Orleans, Christine's over in San Diego. I mean, we've got photographers from all over, and it is fantastic, especially for you when you travel. Like, you went to Washington, and you probably reached out to Nancy and was like, okay, what are some of the places that
No, for sure. Actually, she helped me with Oregon. She did a workshop there. And that's the other thing, you guys, like, you meet these people, they may have been to places that you need to shoot at, because I do travel. So I was going to the Oregon coast, never been there. Nancy's like, you want to go here? Yeah. And she sent me pictures. I could see kind of visuals of it. It was so cool. Like, and now we have like bucket lists there, and I want to go to New Orleans and see Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many opportunities just from having friends all over the U.S.
And I know Nancy just reached out to me last week. She wanted just to go through, she's got a wedding reception coming up, and she's never used like off-camera flash.
Okay. Yeah.
So she was like, I just want to pick your brain. What equipment do you use? How do you use it? What are your settings? So her and I got on a Zoom call, and we talked about lighting and flash and using it in a reception. And it was, I mean, look how much she, fast tracked.
What do you use? Do you Profoto, or what do you got for your flash?
I have Godox.
Okay.
Yeah. So I talked to her about all of it, transmitters, receivers, you know, where I, how I use my lighting, where I use my lighting, when I use my lighting at a reception. And then her and I jumped on a Zoom call the other day, and we went through workflow, like post-processing workflow. So, I mean, those are just the things that you can do with when you start networking with other photographers.
Pricing is a huge one, you know, and like just ideas for your business to see, like, does this resonate with you? Is this even a good idea?
Right.
Like, should I build a course? Would somebody buy this? Like, things like that are huge. Yeah. And like, you know, like if... when our podcast started, we had friends sharing it on their social media stuff. Like, if one of our friends releases something, I like to share it to support them. It just reaches a bigger audience. So
absolutely. No, I agree 100%. Let's talk about a little bit how we found, like, how do we find all this community?
Well, mine was started back from a workshop that was Elena S. Blair and Bree Thurston did one in... I think it was in Austin, actually. And my mom came with me, and it was the first night I ever did. And I met Sabrina there. And then, started following her.
Yes.
And then as she started offering educational things, I just kept, you know, doing all the stuff because it was good value. I mean, she gives you a lot for... And then when she started her master class, was like right after COVID, I think, I was just online for that first one because Isabel had a dance competition the weekend of the retreat. Mm. But then after that, I don't know how many I've did now. 3-4
You've done them all, maybe.
And everyone's a little bit different because like this last one was video with Coley. I wasn't in that one, but we've did in home family sessions. We've did beach. I mean, like everyone's a little bit different. That's why I would do another one, and the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I found my community, was through Sabrina.
Yeah.
Found you through all the people. I know Christine and I think Natasha had did the Elena and Bree's, because I met them, like, they had an alumni one that went back to back with one they were running, and I think they were doing the one that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Angela, too. Same thing. She was doing that one.
Mm-hmm. I think once you get into one of those retreats or one of those conferences and you find the people and you start networking with them, it's then word of mouth, like, hey, have you done this?
Yes.
Or have you done that? We should go do this. Or have you heard of this? And then not only that, getting on Instagram and starting to follow these people and to see what other workshops they're doing, then message them. Was it worth it? Hey, what did you get? Like, how was it? I think is just another good way of learning, and start following people within your niche within the photography industry. Like, I follow a lot of senior photographers. You follow a lot of senior photographers. I don't follow a lot of wedding photographers because I'm not in that niche anymore, but finding that niche and following them. I did a workshop in Chicago last summer, the Got Photo.
Oh, yes.
Webinar or workshop that I did down in Chicago. And I was questioning whether I wanted to do it. It was a 3-day
event. I remember that.
I remember reaching out to you and I'm like, should I do it? And you're like, well, what are you out? Like the $300 that it cost me to attend the conference and two nights hotel in Chicago. And, I'm going to tell you, it elevated.
The stuff you learned was like mind blowing.
It was.
And the stuff you were teaching people, what was someone that didn't even know about Lightroom? Wasn't that what we were talking about?
Yeah. I met another photographer down there and we got talking. That's all she did. She was from North Carolina. And we got talking about, she was so behind in her edit. Like she was doing like 13, 14 hours of editing.
She Photoshop only, or what was she?
She was Photoshop only. Oh. And I said to her, I go, you do know about Lightroom, right? And she's like, yeah, I just don't have the time to learn it. I'm like, oh, honey, you it's have easy. Got to learn this because you should not be spending 13 to 14 hours a day editing on Photoshop. She was showing me what everything was manual edit in Photoshop. So I went through my whole entire back-end process of post-processing production, and her mind was blown, and she was almost sick to her stomach thinking
all the time
how
she
much
wasted.
Time she was wasting in Photoshop. And I walked away from that conference and totally elevated my volume photography business.
Speaking of, that just made me think of something. Speaking of conferences, like, they always have, like, what do you call that, a breakout room where they'll have
yes.
vendors there, like yes. someone from Evoto or yes. Aftershoot. The benefit of that is if you have a question anything, you can walk up to a representative and be like, hey, I don't really understand this or why you do this or how could I do this better? Because you really don't get to talk to,
no,
you know.
You don't.
Unless they have a really good help, like, desk thing.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean.
Right. I remember last year at Reset, you went up to Imagine. You were wondering, because you were doing your final edits in Photoshop.
Yes.
And it was turning them into a TIFF file. Right. And we were like, okay, can you upload that?
No.
We learned out pretty quick. No. But yeah, just that kind of instance right there. Yeah, they have the vendors.
Or Canon. I think Canon's going to be here this time.
Yes.
You can like actually try new lenses, new cameras, you know. And that's pretty cool because unless you're going to rent one, which is
right.
usually a few hundred dollars,
right.
you don't have the opportunity to do that. You're just like blindly buying right. a $4,000 camera.
Right. And I think they got somebody cleaning sensors here this week.
See that. I think that was you had to pay for that one though.
Yep.
But I mean, still.
Still, you don't have to send your equipment out. You can hand it to them while you're here at the conference.
Like,
they can clean
fix
it
this
and then.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Okay. So let's wrap this episode up. Let's talk about, we're just going to recap some of the events and the conferences and the things. We are going to put a link in our show notes to all of the different online courses, workshops, retreats, conferences,
yeah.
master classes, everything that Kelly and I have attended that have helped us in some way, shape, or form with our business. We will put a link to those all in our show notes. And I guess our biggest takeaway is find a community,
yes.
find your people, like find your people, because Kelly and I would have never found each other.
No.
Had it been for the community that Sabrina had brought. And if you want, I mean, look up Sabrina Gephardt. She has got a great community called The Roundtable. I think it's $33 a month. And I'm going to be your guest. I'm going to be a guest speaker in March. So I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, if you've got any, and if you have any courses or workshops or online things that you've done, please, please drop them into the comments below in our show notes and let us know because we would love to get involved.
I would also highly recommend setting money aside each year for education. It's something you need to keep continuing to do. I don't
yeah.
feel like you ever learn something well enough. And let's just say you do know it well enough. It's boring after a while. There's
yeah.
no creative, you know, like you just need to do something more or different or something
yeah.
to keep yourself happy in our career, I feel like.
Or inspired.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Because I feel like every workshop I've taken, there's been some piece of inspiration that has come out of that that has helped me in some way, shape, or form with my seniors or
yeah.
my volume photography.
Oh, speaking of that, that's one thing we didn't talk about was coming to these and doing like the shootouts like Sarah and I are going to do is huge for your portfolio. They usually have hair and makeup, fantastic outfits. The locations we come to are epic. So you can take those photos, bring them back, share them on Instagram, share them, you know, on your website, and that just levels up your business. That's just one more way.
Yeah. 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 I mean, if you wanted to become a destination travel photographer, you could be coming to all these
yeah.
different styles
truly.
Shoots, and you could legit take photos down here in Panama City Beach on the beach, and you could tag Panama City Beach and, you know, that you're willing to travel.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And now you know a new location to shoot at. Like
exactly. You've been here. Exactly. You've been here. You know all the cool things and places that you could take pictures down at Pier mm-hmm. Park. And yeah, absolutely. All right. So if you liked today's episode, we ask that you follow or leave us a comment. And until next time.